Paddy, here at the Radisson Hotel, this is a significant night because it's the start of, a whole new chapter in the history of Finn Harps.
Yeah, 100% right, Chris. A new chapter, a very exciting chapter, it has to be said. It's one the club has worked hard toward over the last number of years. I'm in this role now maybe 5 years, so we've had three seasons under 17, under 19s in the National League, so that's been great development for the girls. Part of the path we always talked about, coming from their different leagues, the Women's League, initial Women's League, playing for their clubs, playing inter-county, and then pushing on with us. So a lot of the girls that are here tonight have either played National League or never had that opportunity, and they're getting that opportunity now, which first and foremost is always about the players. And Desi McLynch, the manager, done a great job of recruiting. We have 21 players signed for the senior women's team for next year. We also have our under-17s as well. There is a wee bit of a gap. Obviously, some of the teams in our league will be coming from the Premier Division. There'll be under-23 teams from there, but the rest of the teams are made up of senior women. So ours is quite a young team as well, but that all bodes well for the future. Those girls have lots of experience in National League as well. So it's a fantastic a chapter for the school, or for the club, as you said.
So essentially, this will be the first Harps senior women's team competing at a national level. The actual structure of the league, just to explain that, is there two sections?
Yeah, so you're going to have you'll have your 12 Premier Division teams that play on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday, I presume this way it's going to work, you're going to have a North and a South League, and there'll be teams from the Premier Division have their own 23 teams in that, whether it be North or South, and then the rest of the teams obviously come, legs of ourselves, Dundalk, Bray, for example, that don't have a Premier Division team, will have a senior women's team. So it'll be senior women's teams versus under 23 teams, so to speak. We don't know yet if the 23s can play a couple of overage players, whatever it is. They probably will, because I mean they need to give game time to players as well. So it's a new venture. It's going to take time maybe for people to get used to it, but I think it's the right moment for it. I think it's the right time for it. We were pushing to have our senior women's team. They were talking about a first division, but that didn't materialise. But I think this is the next best option, because we want to get these girls up to speed. We want to give them the opportunity to play National League football at the highest level.
And what way will the season run?
We'll be straight on. It'll be similar to the men's senior league, to be honest, and the women's senior the Premier Division. It'll be very similar to that, similar to the under-17s. We start pre-season January 15th, and no doubt we'll be going to last week October, if not November. So it's a long season for all concerned.
And there's a great sense of positivity about this. This is a new departure.
It's a new departure. I was down here just before this launch with my under-17s team for next year, just talking to the players there, the parents there. It's just growing and growing every year, Chris. And for those players now to have that dream, that there's a reality now that they can actually push on and play senior women's football. That is what they need in this county. We needed that, and it's finally come. And it was great to see the likes of Pat Duffy here tonight, Trevor Scanlon, and Brian Dinky Doran as well. Like the press were here, like yourself, and the amount of people who were here, just out of members of the board, Rory Damien, our chairman, Ian, was here. Fantastic just to see all that. It just shows interest that's there. The senior women's team will play in Finn Park and in the new stadium when it comes, and that's a reality as well. So, and that's the way it should be.
And for a lot of these girls, as you touched on there, they're going to be on the younger side compared with some of their opponents, but there's positives in that as well. And if they keep together, there's who knows what might happen.
Yeah, well, Desi's saying 21 absolutely really fabulous players, but they're also fabulous young ladies as well, and that's important as well. They're committed and they want to be part of this. So it's great for them to have that challenge. But some of them girls have played 5-6 years National League. You know, going back, some of them played in the Women's League under 17, going back a good few years ago. So, you know, they do have that experience, or they've played again, or a couple out of them. So, you know, they do have that experience that'll no doubt stand to them moving forward. But yeah, it's a new venture for everybody, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes. No doubt playing the Premier under 23 teams will be a huge challenge, but you know, last year in under-19s had those challenges as well, playing against those top teams, and that's what you want. You want to be challenged, and you want to see can you get to that level.